As the Delta variant of coronavirus spreads, many firms on Wall Street are pushing their workers to get back to deal-making in person. NPR's David Gura reports.
When a company tries to buy another company, negotiations can get heated. Jonathan Nee is a senior advisor at the investment bank Evercore, and he says there are bound to be tough questions about sales targets and compensation.
And you can do that on Zoom, but it's very hard to see the sweat dripping down their forehead when you do that.
In mergers and acquisitions, the bankers and lawyers on one side of the table pride themselves on being able to size up the bankers and lawyers on the other side of the table. James Davies has spent more than 20 years doing deals at Deutsche Bank, and he says that in his line of work, there's just no substitute for negotiating in person.
I think that's especially important if you're looking to actually sign a deal with someone. I think the body language, the nonverbal cues are incredibly important, and I don't see that changing.
And really, Wall Street doesn't want that to change. A few months ago, many financial firms, including Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and Deutsche Bank, decided it was safe enough to give the go-ahead to bankers to travel again.
So I've done quite a lot, and it's important.
Davies has learned how to navigate testing and quarantine requirements. One of his first trips was to the UK.
I, despite having been vaccinated twice, was tested 8 times. I had to quarantine in one place for 5 days when in London, again, having tested negative and been vaccinated twice.
But he says the chance to meet with clients and colleagues was worth it. Investment banking is a client-driven business. There's a sign in Goldman Sachs' New York headquarters that reads, "Don't let a day pass without client interaction." It's one of the firm's principles. And there's an addendum. In-person beats video, video beats phone, and phone beats email. Jonathan Nee at Evercore says at this point, two things are driving business travel. And first and foremost is what customers demand.
Even during the pandemic, if your clients were in Texas, if you didn't fly down and see them, they knew you were a wimp and they didn't want wimps working for them.
Which brings us to the second reason bankers are back on the road, and that is FOMO. This is Wall Street, and no one wants to miss out on a deal, especially one that could bring in millions of dollars worth of fees. But this push to travel again also has to do with tradition, because bankers' business has been just fine during the pandemic. In fact, this has been a record-setting year as COVID-19 forced deal-making into the digital age. Attorney Bill Curtin, for one, welcomes the change.
Pre-COVID, I lived on United Airlines.
Curtin is the global head of mergers and acquisitions at a big law firm called Hogan Lovells. And for almost 30 years, he's done what M&A lawyers do, or what they did do until recently. His weeks were filled with quick turnaround trips to Munich and Asia to cut deals in person. But now?
I think that the landscape has changed. It has not eviscerated the need for business travel, but it has dramatically reshaped it.
Curtin argues virtual negotiations make it easier for his colleagues and him to do more deals. But Jonathan Nee says on Wall Street, change happens slowly.
I think that's going to be a process that's going to take a while for people to come to grips with.
And in the meantime, financial firms are reverting to the way things were, and bankers are going to continue to travel. David Gura, NPR News, New York.